time to catch up with our expert on international affairs, Dr. Keith Suter, the Managing Director of the Global Directions Think Tank and foreign expert with Channel 7 Sunrise. He's on the line. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Thanks, Luke.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's the year where we've had we'll be having more elections than any other in world history. Over 40 countries are going to the polls this year.
And we've just had a recent election in Taiwan.
A recent one in Taiwan where the governing DPP, Democratic People's Party, has been re-elected, much to the annoyance of the Chinese government. So, yes, the people of Taiwan have stood up to China and elected the current William Lai, who is the current vice president, who will then become president.
So what does this mean now for Taiwan? The people have spoken. Will China take any notice of this?
No, China is determined to get Taiwan back one way or another.
Yeah. So is this going to antagonise China?
Oh, absolutely. They're very unhappy.
So what do you think the next step is?
Well, they will continue with their information warfare against Taiwan, etc. But they've got to get back to the drawing board because clearly their intimidation hasn't worked. The people on Taiwan have refused to back down. It's a bit like Australia, remember? The Chinese thought that they could introduce trade sanctions against Australia, and the Australians did not back down. And in the end, it's the Chinese that had to find a way of being able to allow trade back into China. So the Chinese are not doing that well.
No, they're not. Well, it'll be very interesting to watch this year. The other thing, the war in Ukraine, I mean, it just continues on, but I don't seem to be hearing as much about it as we did at the beginning of last year. Has the media forgotten about this?
I think the media has forgotten about it. The war itself, you're right, is still grinding away. It's the winter, which means that you're not getting much manoeuvring by the military on the ground because it's just so difficult to fight. But there's a lot going on in the air in terms of Russian bombing raids on part of Ukraine. What the Russians do during winter months is to wreck the infrastructure so as to force the Ukrainians to live without electricity and water. Now, these, of course, are war crimes, but, you know, the Russians have long since forgotten about that. So they are destroying the civilian infrastructure to make life more difficult for Ukrainians. So the war does continue to grind away. Looking into the long term, we've got the American presidential election. If Donald Trump is re-elected as president, and there's a good chance that he will be, then he will suddenly, as president, stop all the supply of money to Ukraine and will force Ukraine to come to a peace deal with Russia, whereby Russia gets to retain about 10 to 15% of the amount of Ukraine that it has now conquered. So it's going to be a very important year for Ukraine in terms of opposing Russia.
You just mentioned the American campaign. They're going to the polls later this year. Things aren't looking good for Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, are they?
No, look, and this is really a bit of a diversion. Hunter Biden is not an elected member of the US government,
right,
and therefore is not subject to an impeachment as such, because there's nothing to have him removed from. He just happens to be the president's son. And unfortunately, throughout American history, a lot of presidential relatives have decided to exploit the fact they've got a person in the White House, and therefore they would go on their own spending sprees, they'd be borrowing money, etc., and really just bring dishonour to the name of the family. I think Hunter Biden is a dreadful person. But the impeachment process can't go very far because he's not a member of the US government. So they're having these public hearings as a way of smearing him, and yet there's really very little that can emerge from it except damage to the Biden brand. Certainly the election is getting very interesting now, with a lot of Democrats saying that they would perhaps prefer to have a different candidate. One of the stories we looked at last week on Channel 7 Sunrise was Michelle Obama becoming the presidential candidate for the Democrats. That would be a really amazing because, you know, she's young and vibrant, etc. She gets the black vote, obviously. So she's got a lot going for her.
Wow, imagine
now,
that.
It requires Biden to sort of say, yes, I'm now too old, too frail to continue the campaign. So there have to be some sort of face-saving mechanism for him to stand down. But she would be a big competitor for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, of course, this year is going to be spending so much time in court fending off litigation.
You said to us last year, watch Oprah Winfrey. Are you still thinking along those lines?
Oh, no. Look, she keeps ruling herself out. I would love to have her as the Democrat candidate. But no, she's ruled herself okay. out. I think she's seen too much of American politics and doesn't want to go down that route.
Our international expert, Dr. Keith Souter, is with us. Keith, the conflict in the Middle East in Gaza, how do you see that panning out this year?
It's going to get worse because the Israelis are determined to continue their campaign until they get complete control over the Gaza Strip. So they've got control over the top half, the northern part. So now they're going for the southern part, continued suffering for the Palestinians. It's interesting, I notice a generational difference now. The older people tend to be more supportive of Israel, but younger people tend to be more supportive of the Palestinian campaign. We've got huge pro-Palestinian campaigns taking place in Western capitals over this weekend. So I think that the balance of opinion is beginning to shift. Originally, there was a huge amount of international sympathy for Israel. And now people are saying, well, let's look at what's going on with the poor old Palestinians. They have lost their land. They're going to look like they're going to lose it again. So that they're actually getting a little more sympathy, even though Hamas, of course, is a nasty organization. Mm. But a lot of people feel very sorry for the plight of the Palestinians.
All right. It's going to be a fascinating year all around the world, isn't it, Dr. Keith?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a new Denmark today.
That's right. So the Queen has abdicated. She said that she wouldn't, but in fact she's changed her mind. I think kind of just being in office is very wearing. Remember, we had the New Zealand Prime Minister who said that she'd run out of gas in the tank. And I think Queen Margarita, who's been very popular in Denmark, will be a hard act to follow. But she's obviously decided to go out while she's still got her marbles and is still able to perform her job. So she's made that decision to stand down.
And Australia now has its first European royalty queen. So
absolutely,
the young girl from Tasmania. It's interesting, though. I saw a poll on the weekend, and the support for the royal family in Denmark is way over 80%. They love them.
They do, yeah, because they know how to play the game. Yeah. You know, they avoid all the scandals. Unfortunately, we see with the House of Windsor, you know, the Prince Andrew matter is going to get worse and worse as we learn more and more about the sex scandals in which she was allegedly involved. Whereas, you know, the Danish royal family are very, fly under the radar screen. They behave themselves. They do very well. And the people respond. And of course, you've got to have a head of state one way or another. You've got to have a head of state. So either you have a head of state who is hereditary, like a king or queen, as we see in Britain and Denmark, or they get elected or appointed somehow, and then you end up with politicians. And the politicians can go off the rails. We've seen that often enough in the United States and elsewhere. So I think that the Danish have been very level-headed and very sensible.
All right. Great to hear your thoughts on all of this, Dr. Keith. And I look forward to talking to you regularly throughout the year, if that's okay with you.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Dr. Keith Souter here on The Night Shift on Triple M.